have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wiseman. I don't know about you, but when you think about all of the things that the Lord has done, it should give you joy. It should give you peace. It should make you want to run around and tell somebody how good he is. I want to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners on today. I want you to know we value you and appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on today. We're extremely excited you could be here with us. I want to send a shout out to you, our very own CEO, and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson of Elation Radio. I'm excited that we're here with you on today, as well as our Elation family, and to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. God bless you. Thank you for joining on today. We have a very special guest in the house on today that we're going to be talking with her about what the Lord has done. And he just keeps on doing great things in the person of Yasmin Brown. Listen, if you want to get fired up about the kingdom and what God has for you, we want you to take a listen to her on today. I want you to know, we can't do anything without the Lord. I don't know about you. Every thought has to be submitted to him. I want him to hear me. I want him to be able to lead and guide me. And that is exactly what we want to do. We honor the presence of the Holy Spirit on today. And for you, all of our sisters and brothers in Christ, and those that don't know him, listen, there is room at the cross for you. As you know, we're going to pray. We're going to honor him and thank him for what he's done. Listen, I'm a little raspy today, but I want you to lift me up and pray that the Lord will continue to do great things. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word and to share in the community things that work, things that help us, things that encourage us in a world where there's so much going. We ask that you heal the sick, that you deliver today, that you save today, that you encourage and strengthen on today. Bless our special guest on today, that you may be glorified and lifted up, and that you receive all of the glory for everything taking place. We honor you, we praise you, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, this may be your first time listening to the Just For You podcast. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, listen, as you know, we do our exhortation. I just want to share and shed some light today. We know to all the women, we want to say happy Women's History Month. We thank God for you, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and that God has seeded something special on the inside of you. We are grateful because no weapon formed can prosper. That as we live our lives, we're living them in a way that would please him. We want you to understand you weren't born by happenstance. You weren't born by chance. God knew exactly who you were and exactly where you'd be today. He knew how to navigate you in your life. He knew exactly who to put in your life and who to take out of your life. Perhaps you weren't raised by a biological parent. That's okay. He's still God, and he's still good, and he still cares about what he's spoken over your life. This week's exhortation is going to deal with us about the woman with the issue of blood. Listen, I want you, when you hear this, to replace the issue of blood with the issues of life, okay? Blood is where we have our life. And those things that are inhabited in our blood help guide our life. It gives us the living component that we have to our life. So I want you to hear this. And as we quickly do this, we want you to really take note on what applies to you. And this isn't per se just for women. Men, you're able to get in on this to hear what is good for your life as well. Our Abba Father is not gender specific when he says that you can't be a part of the word. The word is designed for men, women, boys, and girls. Let's read. We're going to be in Mark, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, issues of life 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Stop right there. Here's a woman who had everything that she had tied up into trusting in the cares of the doctors. She knew they were set up to medically train what is best for her life. But what she found is, as she spent her money, nothing got better, okay? It all got worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Listen, she wasn't making an announcement to anybody. She had enough wisdom to know that when she touched the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. I don't know who I'm talking to today. There may be some issues of life that you have going on. And in those issues of life, you spent all your money, you spent all of your time trying to figure out how to be better. And the Lord is watching. He's hearing. He's paying attention to what concerns you. So here she takes the ultimate chance to say, listen, I may not know a whole lot, but one thing I know, this Jesus is coming to town. And if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him and touched his garment. For she said, I may touch, but as clothes, I shall be made whole. Are you touching the hem of his garment? Do you believe you can be made whole? Do you believe, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the world tells you, that there is hope in the Lord, that he makes a way out of no way? He will change what looks a certain way to let you know he's in control. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Not only did she have the faith to touch the hem of his garment, she expected to be whole. She expected to have an answer from him. She expected that what the doctors could not do, she would find in him. On today, we have to resolve in our heart, in our mind, as believers, what the doctors could not do, what the banks could not do, what the housing could not do, what the schools could not do, whatever and wherever the need is, to know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, right? And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Listen, all those people. And had the disciples working around him. You know, they the armor bearers. They're the ones trying to make sure things stay orderly. And yet she just slipped in, touched his hem of his garment, and they couldn't figure out who she was. But it is something, and here's a word for somebody today, when he knows who you are and knows your needs and makes sure that he feels your infirmity to make it all right. She knew there would be an answer. She knew he would do that. And his disciples said unto him, that thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched thee? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Listen, he knew exactly who she was. Can I tell you today, when you cry out to the Lord and you cry with a sincere voice and you ask that he help you, that he fill you, that he strengthen you, that he give you clarity, that he make a way out of no way, he knows exactly who you are, right? He said, and he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. I just taught on the woman at the well. It is something about when you have an encounter with the Lord to tell him the whole truth. You don't have to give him a little bit of truth. You give him the whole truth. Why? Because he's God. Why? Because he hears and he answers. He knows all things. So why withhold anything from a Lord and Savior that sees it all? Why tell him just a little bit of your brokenness and your heart when you know he has the capability of doing all things well? He wanted her to know that he was with her. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. I want you to know, there are times that nobody can do for you what the Lord can. There's no one that can get you in that business door. There's no one that can heal your family. There's no one that can save your life. There's no one that can make things better for you in the matter of what he did for this woman. There is no one other than Abba Father and our elder brother Jesus that can do it. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy might. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Listen, when things change up on you, instead of getting upset about it, go ahead and shout right there. There's a bigger plan. There's something else going on. You can't see it with the human eye. But behind the scenes, your angels are shouting. Behind the scenes, the Lord is working. Behind the scenes, something is working for your good. I just came to encourage you on today. And no matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel, no matter what the enemy has been speaking into your ear gate, into your life, perhaps he's changing people in your life. Perhaps he's doing things in a way that just doesn't sit right with you. And maybe he's showing you he's doing a new thing. Listen, trust in the Lord. Believe him. Hold on to him. Don't allow this world, don't allow people, don't allow your fear to not allow you to receive all he has for you. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not always going to be good. It's not always going to be easy. But what it is assurance with him on board. What it is that he hears and he answers. And he knows when to show up. So if you're struggling today, believing, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know what to do. I know this doesn't look right. I don't feel comfortable. He knew that woman had been suffering all those years. But he also knew help was nigh. I say to you today, help is nigh to you. You don't have to go through what you've gone through by yourself. You can cry out to the Lord and he will answer. When you're birthing something, you can trust him with it because he knows how to navigate. He knows who to allow to do what needs to be done. Divine will be done. The question I guess I want to ask you is when we talk about the issues of life, the issues of love, can you be okay with relinquishing control that he gives you what is needed, even when it's not satisfactory to you? She went through a lot in her body, day in and day out. I know that feeling. She went in and out trusting something greater is coming. I decree and declare something greater is coming for you if thou will believe. So hold on to truth. Hold on to the word. Always put a word with your situation as a believer because you don't want to talk in and of yourself alone. We have someone that knows about gold. But listen, if you submit your plans, I promise you, to the Lord, you'll see that he has an answer. And he's going to work it out well. So be encouraged on today. Trust in him. Hold on to his unchanging hand. And know, no weapon formed is going to prosper. It's working for your good. The issues of life, the issues that you go through, he knows it and he knows how to settle it and he knows when to do it in your life. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing to you, that you find peace in the midst of your storm, that you understand you can make it, that all things work together for good, even when you don't understand it, and that you shall have what you say. Not just a little bit, but what you believe in the word, and that the word will produce it, just as Jesus showed up and healed the woman with the issue of blood. I pray that the Lord will bless you and he will keep you, and that this word will shine through your life, that someone else may know that he is Lord and that your testimony can give them the peace they need to make it through. Well, listen, on today, we have a very special guest in with us today. It's a beautiful young woman who is doing a lot of things to help women see their purpose, to let them know there's a plan. On today, we have Yasmin Brown. She's the founder of Dreamers Worldwide, author of Love, Answers to a New Beginning. She also has that she is a goals coach, community builder, mompreneur, and former founder of Boss. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than the wonderful, the fabulous Yasmin Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hello. How are you, sir?
How are you? Because
I am
so much
amazing.
Good. Yes, you are. And there is so much that God is using you to do in this hour. I know I gave an introduction formally of who you are. But would you just let the listening audience hear from you as to who you are, what you do. And we're going to talk about something fabulous going on this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I just want to say that the exhortation that you gave was so powerful. I believe it is extremely right on time and like learning, you know, to look at the blood as our life issues and then having the faith that she had, you know, like it takes strong faith to know that the hem of the garment will do everything that we need. And he said it was your faith that healed you, you know, and, you know, and for her to go in peace. And that is so powerful and so beautiful. That is so amazing. I think that that's something that we forget in today's world and society. And the way that you shared it, the way that you spoke it into all of our lives, just in a beautiful and powerful way. I know for me, I was able to relate it with some things that is happening that is going on in my life. So I thank you so much for that. I thank you for being a vessel. And how you're just allowing God to use you in an incredible and amazing way. Like you have touched my heart, and I believe that you have touched everyone's heart that is on here right now. And so I thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that word. And I also thank you for trusting me to come on here this evening as well. I do not take that lightly. That means that you have seen value in how God uses me as a vessel. And I'm so thankful to you for that. And you did a great job with introducing me. You know, like you said, my name is Yasmin Brown, and, you know, I'm your goal sister. You know, my goal is to help you achieve your goals, all for God's glory. And I do that through Dreamers Worldwide. It is a faith-based women's organization that is now global. I do that through hosting events, one that I will share with you in a little bit, and then through my book, Love Answers to a New Beginning, coaching, and just helping where God calls me to. It is a great honor and privilege for me to be able to do that for God's glory. And that wasn't always the case for me. You know, it started out completely different than where God has been leading me now. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, you know what? That is exactly who you are. You are a wonderful woman of God doing a great work. And, you know, it's important to link up with right women in the right hour because it has everything to do with your destiny and what God is doing. And there are times when, you know, we hear the world say, women don't get along. Women, you know, they're messy, they're catty. In some cases, for some people, that may be true. But to a believer that understands purpose, they understand life. They understand it's something greater than them, that it is necessary to collaborate. And this is where we find where the heart of God is. Jesus was a solo bolo. He had 12 disciples. There's a reason for a team. So talk to us today. How important is it to have a team when you're called to do a will and a work of the Lord?
Oh, I mean, it's extremely important. You know, that to me, God did not call us to do anything alone. Just think about man and woman. In order for us to produce children, we got to come together. And, you know, like, and that's with all things and all creations, we need support. We need help. We need guidance. And I believe in what Sojourner Truth says. He said that it is women together that can turn this world right side up again. And I believe that that was even more so of a prophecy. I believe that when we come together as women, women who share in the faith, women who believe big, women who want to make a difference, women who want to use the nurturing nature of who we are to go out and to cultivate beautiful and amazing things, all for God's glory, to help people to achieve big goals. A goal is just a desired result. And everything that we do is a desired result, even from waking up every day in the morning. You know, when you go to sleep at night, You, what is your goal? To wake up in the morning. That's goal achieved. Oh. And we wake up as winners. And when women come together that not only understands that, but like they own that they are winners, that they are victorious from the moment that they wake up in their wake up in the morning. And we come together and we help each other. We grow with each other.
Yes.
We celebrate each other. We love on each other. And we help make this world better together in collaborations and things that God has called for us to do. That's how we turn the world right side up again. And that's what I am extremely passionate about. I am extremely passionate about connecting women together because I believe that it's better when we do it together.
Yes. Yes, and I'm so grateful that you shared that because, again, in this world, we see so many different options. We see so many different things. But true collaborations, true people like-minded, getting the job done, speaks to the power that is in the world. And the word tells us to ask and it shall be given. So we should ask the Lord for the things that we want to do. I want to ask you about your book. Talk to us about your book. How was it birthed? Talk to us about the journey of writing it.
Right. Well, that was the first thing that I did was my book, Love Answers to a New Beginning. And honestly, it started out as journal entries. You know, I was in college. I was trying to figure my life out. At that stage, I was always a Jesus Christ lover, but I wasn't open with it. You know, I was like a closet Christ lover. And so I was just experimenting with different things, different religions, different spiritual practices and stuff that I didn't even understand because I was just trying to fill a void. I was very depressed at the time, you know, and for me, I was extremely shy as well. And so I ended up connecting with this woman who I felt that could help me at the time. And I was trying to express to her, like, the issues of my life and what I was going through. And it was hard for me to articulate it. So I just gave her my journal entries. And when she read them, she was like, do you know that there is healing in these journal entries? I'm like, okay. She said, do you know that there are other women who are going through what you're going through? And you've written it very well in these journal entries. I'm like, okay. You know, I'm coming to you to try to tell me with my life. You're telling me about other people. And she was like, I think that, she was like, you know what, like this, I think that you should turn this into a pamphlet. And so I started to explore that, and from that, it ended up turning into a book. And I remember one time, it was when I was in college, and I was just really going through it. I had just experienced something that I felt was very devastating. So I found myself sitting at the table at my dining room table, and I started playing this song, Now Behold the Lamb by Kirk Franklin.
Yes.
And when it said it was my sins that tore us apart, I broke down. I was extremely convicted in that moment because I'm like, that's what the truth is. Like, God didn't abandon me. You know, he did not leave me nor forsake me. You know, it was me choosing to separate myself. You know, it was me choosing through my actions, my decisions, my errors in judgment, which is what sin is. Sin is just missing the mark. It's an error in judgment. And it was that, for me, that was causing me so much pain and such a disconnect between myself and God. And so as I was writing my book, it ended up turning into two different parts. And part one was all about us learning and understanding that God's love, like that self-love is accepting God's love and what that actually means and what that looks like. And then part two of the book was us understanding like how we can use that in a more practical sense. You know, so I was talking about us with self-care. I was talking about us with relationships. I was talking about us with decision-making and how we are using what we understand on a spiritual level to help us with navigating in life. And that's what it stemmed from, the book Love Answers to a New Beginning. Love, when I say love, is God answers to a new beginning. That's what that book is really all about, is knowing how to seek first God's kingdom and how to do that in a practical sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is so awesome because being transparent heals someone else. You know, a lot of times as a Christian, people don't want to share. They don't want to tell their testimony. But somebody can be blessed by what you're saying. I want to talk about your faith before we talk about your event. I want to really talk about how has your faith navigated your career, your life, all that God has given you. What does your faith do for you for what you're called to do?
My faith does everything. You know, I've learned to walk by faith and not by sight. I've learned how to make sure that before I do absolutely anything, I'm seeking first God's kingdom. And I've also learned about understanding, like, when I'm in different times where I really feel confused and I don't know exactly what to do, that then I go to the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Okay, does this resemble love? Does this resemble joy? Does this resemble peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control? You know, I've learned how to do that. And for me, all of my decisions now is based around that. And that's how I navigate. That's how I make decisions. And when I feel unclear or uncertain, when I feel like I don't know exactly what God wants me to do in this moment, I just go back to the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And if it does not resemble those divine lines, then I'm like, okay, then that's not something that I need to be doing. That's not the way that I need to be operating and stuff right now. And so everything that I do at this point is by faith.
And I love that because here's the thing. You said something key, and that is your faith drives you. It is the answer to the things that you want to do. I heard you say you're a goal coach. You know, you have all these different hats you wear, community builder, all of these things. And your faith has to take root and live because oftentimes God calls us to do things that are not orthodox. They're not the same things that everybody does. And it can become a little frustrating to think, oh, God, you want me to do that? Nobody's done this. But that's exactly why he gets the glory. Talk to us about this upcoming event that you're having on this weekend. I will be in the house on this. So I am going to be online. I won't be there in person, but I'm super excited about the event on this weekend. Let's talk about it.
Yes, I'm excited about it too. And honestly, this event is one of the ones that I think it really shows me walking by faith. This event actually is very difficult for me because I can feel that God is calling me to another level of teaching about kingdom building and making sure that, you know, kingdom is in the midst of everything that we do. For me, it's really stretching me, and the message that I am giving is at a different level than what I'm used to. And there has been things that has been happening, like I have a woman that has been helping me, and I needed help, you know, like with what I do, like how you said that I do. I have events. I'm a coach. I am a mom. To a college, like I keep, even right now, I keep giving him that eye, like, do not come in here. He's here. You probably hear the TV right now, but I keep giving him that look, like, do not come in here. Bobby is in his interview. Right, but I am a mom. There's a lot that I have. There are many hats that I wear, and so with this event, I really needed help, and God just sent her to me. She said, like, I've been wanting to connect with you for a long time. And I was like, God has told me to do it now. And I'm like, it was right on time, you know? And that's how it's kind of been working. It's another thing that I had wanted to do with this event. And then it just came about. This event on Saturday is all about helping women to trust the process, to trust God, to not lean on their own understanding, to stay faithful, to stay committed and driven and passionate about the goals that they have set for themselves back in December and January. It is to celebrate women. It is to love on women. It is to support women and for us to really come together in genuine and real sisterhood. That's what this event is all about. And my main focus and heart around this event is that the women, every woman in attendance, both virtually and in person, feels and believes without a shadow of doubt that they can achieve those big goals that God placed on their heart to achieve, because it's already done. God already
Hallelujah.
Went before them to prepare the way for them. All they have to do is walk by faith in order for them to receive what it is that is already done. That's my total heart and focus behind the entire event.
And it's also wonderful to see a room full of women like-minded. Some may be their first time, but they will have a spirit of expectancy, because what I've seen in the videos is how the women connect. It's something. And let's just talk about this very transparently. No matter what type of leader you are, you just can't access, let everyone access you. It's a beautiful place when you can go somewhere and be able to share with other women and find yourself at peace, knowing that we're all looking for the same outcomes because of what you're bringing. And that is important because there are times you need your space. There are times there are women that are going to walk in that room that needed something different than what they've been experiencing on their own. And that is the blessing of what you need into this event, because nobody's handprint could have done it. God chose you. He chose you to be able to wear the hat. He chose you to set up these events. He chose you to speak into the lives of these women. He chose you to be able to give direction and clarity for some things that won't move. Listen to me until you speak it out of your mouth. So it's a blessing to know when and where to go, that you would be able to receive what thus said the Lord, because he's given it to you. I want to share a real quick story, too. That's how I feel about our CEO and visionary. We met, we connected, like you were talking about the woman in you, and we've been close ever since. And what amazes me about God is every year it gets bigger, it gets better. God continues to do it because we recognize our goal is through the word of God. It's not just a bunch of goals. It's not just doing something. Even with Elation Honors, where we always honor servant leaders that are across. We're not concerned about your title. We want to know that your heart is about serving. Same with your event. These women have been designated to come. It was God's doing to tell them to get a ticket, to come into the room, to invite someone else. And for that, we give God glory. I want to make sure that the Lord, and I want to say I'm super proud of you. I'm always one to affirm women, especially those that God has given a plan and one that he is ordaining for the hour to serve in business. Sometimes people see just the church, but there's so much more we have to give other than just our church surroundings. Community is what makes us who we are. It's what you are outside the church as well as inside the church that gives you life. It shows who he is in your life. And so to do that, he's glorified. He's lifted up. Before we get off of here, I want to give some more information about the event. I know it's sold out, but share with people how the event will be this weekend. I know it's going to be at the DoubleTree, even though they're not able to be there. Share the event information, please.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you so much for that as well. But actually, we have a we were able to get a larger space at the hotel, and so we do have some seats left for those who are in the Illinois area. We have some women that's flying in too. So if you want to be in person, you can definitely do that. You can still get your tickets. It's at ourdreamersnetwork.eventbrite.com, and And that's how you can join. You can also join virtually as well. You can join from the comfort of your own home by registering at ourdreamersnetworks.eventbrite.com as well. You know, and what I will honestly say is that this event is for any woman who knows that she needs some encouragement, some support, you know, mm-hmm. that she needs to be loved on, that she needs to be reminded mm-hmm. that she mm-hmm. matters, that her purpose matters, that her goals matter, that the time is now, and that if God put it on your heart, it is already done. You can walk in that confidence and knowing that whatever it is that is before you, God has already prepared ways of escape. He's already prepared ways for you to be able to overcome. He's already prepared mm-hmm. ways for you to be able to be strengthened, to grow, to increase, and to the next level, the next best version of you in order to achieve your radical big goals. Your goal is already done. It's already happening. All you have to do is choose to stay faithful. All you have to do is choose to believe in what it is that God has already told you. And you know what that is because it's in your heart. You know what it is yes. that God really wants you to do this year. You know what it is. You know the impact that God wants to do through you. You know how he wants to use you as a vessel. You know how he wants to use your gifts, your talents, your vision, and all of the different things because it is in your heart. It is in yes. your heart, you know. And now is the time to have faith. Now is the time to believe in the already doneness because that is the truth. The truth is that yes. it is already done, but you have to be willing. God is a gentleman. The characteristics yes. of God is gentleness. He's not going to force you to do absolutely nothing. And you have to do it by choice. You have to choose his plan. You have to choose his path. You have to choose to trust him. You have to choose those ways of escape. You have to choose to overcome. You have to choose to keep moving forward no matter what. That has to be your choice. But when you choose it, it will the results, you might see one way the results will be, which is incredible, amazing, and powerful, and all that you wanted it to be. But we know that God goes exceedingly abundantly and beyond what we could ever think or imagine.
Come on.
And so if we choose to do that, then we can expect that we have the vision that we have of goal achieved is nothing compared to how God is about to exceed that because we can't think it up. We can't imagine it. It's going to be so much better, so much brighter, but we have to choose it. We have to choose it. And so if you know that you are a woman who needs that encouragement, that needs that support, needs that reminder, needs to meet that next best version of, because some of us haven't even met that woman of greatness. Some of us haven't even met Whoa. That next best version Come of us. We've been afraid of her. We've been afraid of what she can do. We've been afraid of the levels that she will allow us to reach. We have been afraid of because of who she is, certain people are not going to be able to go with us. Certain places we're not going to be able to travel to anymore. Certain things mm-hmm. that we used to do, we're not going to be able to do anymore. So we're afraid to meet the woman of greatness, the woman of God that God has really, truly, and called, really, and truly called for us to be. But if we choose to trust, if we choose to be faithful, if we choose to accept, like, and I mean for real accept, not just by words that are empty, but because we believe it in our hearts, that God is the only source of good that there is, that God is the great I am, that what God has done for us is greater than what we can ever think or imagine. If we can truly have faith in him, then we will know that this woman of greatness, wherever she takes us, whichever level that we reach, we know that is where we're supposed to be, and we are worthy of being there. We have value there. We are able to help in greater ways there. And so that's if you know that you are a woman that is ready for that type of experience, then let's go. Come yes. here. That's the reason why we got a larger space. So that we mm-hmm. can bring in as many women as possible that is ready to make this year one of their best years yet that is going to create long-lasting change for the better in your life, all for God's glory.
Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome blessing. Listen, share with the listening audience if they'd like for you to be their coach, if they'd like to get your book, if they'd like to hear more from you, how they can access you, if you would give that information.
Yes, that's at Coach, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Yasmin, Yasmine.com, CoachYasmin.com.
All right. And then is that where they will be able to get your book as well? Would they go through that email or that site as well to get your book and the products that you have?
So that from that website, they will be able to schedule and a consult with me. They'll be able to learn more about Dreaming Worldwide and then how we can get together if they are interested in coaching. As well, I have space for maybe about two clients. My book, you can find it on, online, Love Answers to a New Beginning. It's on Amazon. I believe it's on Walmart. It's on Zulon Press website as well. You know, just Google Love Answers to a New Beginning.
All righty. Well, we really, really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule as you're preparing for this weekend to be with us. On today, we want you to know we really, really appreciate you and value you in what you're doing for the body of Christ. I love your spirit. I know God is going to use you mightily. I want you to continue to keep your head up and trust his plans for you. Eyes haven't seen nor ears heard the things that the Lord has prepared for you and your team. So I'm excited about that. And looking forward to Saturday. May God bless you. And before you leave, can you leave the listening audience with a nugget for them to hold on to? Encourage them as you go off.
Absolutely. Thank you. And before I do that, I just want to say thank you again so much for trusting me with your audience. Thank you so much for allowing me to serve them and to share with them what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. So I thank you sincerely so much for that, my sister. And I'm thankful for all that you are doing. This podcast is amazing. I am excited to continue to learn tomorrow more about it because just with this one, you touched my heart so much, you know, because with us as leaders, we got stuff going on. We go through stuff just like everybody else, and I think people forget that, you know. And because people forget that, leaders a lot of times don't allow themselves to feel, to go through, you know, and I'm not one of them. I will be quick to say, you know, I got stuff going on, but I also have a peace that surpasses understanding. I don't know how, but that's why I call peace that surpasses understanding, because I don't understand it, but I got it, you know. And so I thank you. I thank you so much for creating this space. For all of us, you know, you really touched my heart and helped me with things that is happening and is going on in my life. And what I want to leave with your listeners, our sisters and brothers, if there are men that are listening as well, is to remember that God is the same God today that he was yesterday and that he will be forevermore. Do not let that be a cliche in your life, because we hear it said so much. That is a fact, and that is something that we can stand firm on because it is the truth. And just because we hear it so often, that does not take away from the fact that it is the truth, and it is also the truth in your life as well. Whatever God has brought you through before, he can bring you through so much more again. Whatever God has promised you before and he kept his promises, he's going to continue to keep them now. Whatever it is that God allowed you to overcome, he's going to continue to give you the resources and the things that you need to continue to be an overcomer. Whatever it is that you have saw God do for somebody else in their life and he provided a great testimony for them, he can do the same thing for you and so much more. We have to remember that God is the same God today that he was yesterday, and he will be forever more. Let those words be power in your life again. Do not just say it because it sounds good. Let that power in those words remain true in you, in your heart, and in your faith, so that you can continue to move in strength and confidence, and knowing that whatever it is that you're going through, God has gotten you through stuff before. He can get you through it again. Whatever it is that you want to take place right now, He's got you so much before. He can get you there at this stage and level and time in your life as well. Whatever he's done for others, he can do for you. He's willing to do for you and so much more. And so that's what I want to leave with your audience, is that God is the same day today that he was yesterday, and he will be forevermore. Give power to those words, because it is a fact and it is true in your life.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank you so much for being with us again on today. Listening audience, you want to connect up with Yasmin. Listen, you could have heard a lot of things a lot of different ways, but I promise you the word that she speaks out of her mouth is taking root and is living even over the airways. So I want you, if the Lord is leading you, to connect up with her. She has two spots. Make sure you connect up with her, that the Lord can bless your ministry, your business, whatever it is he is birthing for you. And I believe she's a safe place, all right, because that's important when you're looking for a coach. You don't want just someone that is just out there to coach, but a person that's passionate about what it is that you want to do so that you can be successful. So thank you again for joining us on today. Well, listen, St. Louis and abroad, we want you to know we have just heard from Yasmin Brown of Dreamers. Listen, you can have your dreams come to pass. I thank God for sending her to us on today, and I thank God for all he's going to birth out through and in her on this weekend. I want to share some community announcements with you that are happening in our city. Mochan, which is a construction type apprenticeship program, is offering a 5-week pre-apprenticeship program. It is for construction, and for those that would like to get in that field, they would get paid $700 to learn, all right? For more information, you can call 2318. Let me give you that number again. It is 314-409-2318. The address is 4401 Ridgewood, St. Louis, Missouri, 63116. If you know there's some young person that is interested in going into construction, here's a start for them, that they can get more information. And I promise you, when you put one foot forward, that God will open up a door for you and that it will be all right, all right? I want to share with you that if you have needs, we have United Way, which is a national organization around the country in the St. Louis area. We dial 211. That is to connect up with an intake specialist that will lead you on whatever your need is, that they can connect up with you. That would be United Way, and we dial 211. We also have Urban League St. Louis, that's ULSTL.com. They have over 60 programs that will be able to meet your needs, as well as utility assistance, housing. For more information, you can reach them at ulstl.com. We have the St. Louis County Library. I'm just so blown away with them. I always tell you guys, don't go to sleep on the library. Here in the St. Louis area, we have what they call an offer is flow kit. There are feminine products that are needed for the monthly cycle that they generously give out. You have to call and confirm that they are stocked up so that you can receive those things. you would call them or go online at flcl.org. They also have diapers for children. So whenever you're in need of diapers, you can call them, and you can also go online to get inquiries about those products to make sure that they are there. Listen, the library is so much more than renting a book or a movie. It has become such a great resource for our community. I advise you to learn about your local library so that you can find out what they have to offer. On Monday night, you can join Pastor Michelle Wright and Donald Wright Jr. for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly live on Facebook at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, if the Lord says the same, meet us back here on Elation Radio at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to know we have more information and other podcasts that are available on our Elation platforms. Look them up on digital platforms across the country. You'll be able to find us under Elation Radio, and then select just for you or the podcast you'd like to listen to. We are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Somebody say on this Friday, we will have our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kenny Robinson, who will be our speaker. From Ashes to Beauty. From Ashes to Beauty is our segment on Clubhouse. You can meet us there at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you don't have Clubhouse downloaded, please download it. Connect with our group. We'd love to have you to be in the house with us on this Friday, March 24th, where our speaker will be our very own Dr. Kenny Robinson. I want you to know if you have a community announcement and you'd like for me to read it, please send it to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. You can inbox those to me, and we will read them, that those in the community can hear what you're doing, and we will graciously share that with you. If you have a prayer request, you can also send those to Michelle Wright. We'll get those, pray over them. We want to send our condolences out to families that have lost loved ones on this week. We recognize that God is with you and that he is covering you and your family. Listen, if this is your birthday month, the month of March, where springtime is come, I want you to know that we celebrate you. If it's not your birthday, you're having a baby, going to school, maybe you're graduating soon. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Also, we want you to know there are times, as we just said, that things happen. Maybe there's a loved one that's afflicted. Maybe there's been a death or something that has turned your world inside out. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We want you to know that we are more than just a podcast. We are intercessors. We believe in the power of prayer. So know that and know that we're praying with and for you. If you have any other announcements, again, please send them to me. I'll be glad to read those off. Listen, we've come to the end of another podcast. We're grateful you took the time out of your schedule to join us. And we look forward to, if the Lord says the same, to meeting you back here on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're very grateful and thankful for all that the Lord is doing. Please continue to pray for our young people. Please continue to pray our very own Dr. Kenny has a daughter that's in Paris, and she will be returning home this week. Let's keep her lifted up in prayer. And all young people going to and from school in various components, that the Lord will continue to bless them. For those going away to college, as her other older daughter is, Candace, we're praying for you. So we want all families to know we love you, we appreciate you, and again, to my husband, thank you for your love and support. We're going to pray out, and may God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being all that we need and more. We trust you. We ask that you forgive us of our sins and we forgive others. Thank you for Yasmin Brown and her ministry, her business, and all that is attached to her and her family. Bless them exceedingly, abundantly above that which she could think or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. I pray for our very own visionary and CEO, Dr. Kenny Robinson, and our relation family, and for every listener listening in. Bless their families, heal, deliver, whatever is necessary. We trust you. And then, Lord, don't forget about my home. Don't forget about our ministry and our life. We're asking you to cover us and to be with us, lead us, guide us, and direct us all. Forgive us all of our sins, and we will forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. May God bless you. Until next time. Hallelujah.
And I'm here with my good friends, Shirley Murdoch and Fred Hamm. That's right.